Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Tua, I'm just going to let you listen to what he had to say, because I found this to be patently absurd and also a little much. Here's Tua.
Daddy loves you guys.
I don't think that's that bad. Oh, okay, sorry.
That's not what he said. Oh, okay, that's not what he said. That would pinch his cheeks.
It's as simple as catching a ball in the gun. But I would say I'm a pretty good shortstop guy. I have pretty good vision. I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball, too. You've seen it. It wasn't Brew's best, and Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, it's not as easy as what it looked like, sitting down on your couch eating chips.
And the under center one? Oh, what
if the under center one? That was just my fault. Right. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
I don't even like chips.
Wait, Tua. So wait.
I'm not even a chip guy.
It was a heater. Mm. Mm. He said he should have caught it.
But then it's not as easy as it looks.
It wasn't.
While you're on the couch eating.
While you're
chips.
Sitting there eating your chips. Mm. And I got to say, minus one to Tua. For lashing out.
Wow. Minus one.
First of all.
For lashing out.
Pick a lane, dude. Mm. You taking accountability or are you a great shortstop?
Wow. Hey. Go ahead.
Let me just say. As far as shortstops go, all right, you know Alex Gonzalez. Trust me, okay? You know Alex Gonzalez. Stone hands is how it's been going when you catch that football. 13 fumbles last year, Leroy. 13 fumbles.
Missed some time, too.
Not last year, he didn't.
In my heart, he did.
What?
Missing.
So, I just think, hey, man, you messed up a routine play. Just own it.
It was a routine play, Leroy.
It's a routine play. Leroy, he fumbles a lot. Does he not fumble a lot?
He does. But
he does fumble a lot.
That was not a routine snap.
Okay.
Like, this is going to go around and around and around. And here's why. When I saw it, I'm like, woo. It was a little bit firm, and it would have been fine if it was right at him, but it was a little high. Could he have caught it? Yes. But it wasn't as easy as you're making it sound. And, like, I can't put you in a situation to kind of get you to understand that. That happens a lot with quarterbacks, that they get that heater and the ball gets
it happens more with him than anybody else.
Okay. Yeah. And here's the part of football where I seem like an apologist, and I'm really not being an apologist. I'm just telling you how it is. Like, if you're used to catching a snap a certain way and you practice it and you know where the ball can and can't go, and then all of a sudden something deviates from that, it catches you off guard. It does. Like, it happens when quarterbacks throw a pass sometimes. You see guys, you know, they're used to catching the ball a certain way, and then a quarterback has to throw a heater in there, and the guy bats the ball around. It happens.
But, Leroy, is it a mistake or is it not a mistake?
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you. This is the thing. We're not disagreeing, but you're agreeing that he made a mistake.
He admitted it.
Kind of.
But it was also the center who shot the heater back there.
Okay. Well, whose fault is it then? Is he a great shortstop?
Can it be a combination of errors?
He doesn't seem like he wants. See, this is the thing. Either take accountability and move on.
Can it be both guys being a little off and that creates?
It certainly can. And nobody's.
So then what's the problem? Why does it have to be one?
I'll tell you why.
Responsibility.
Well, first of all, he's the one making it snippy, where he's like either mad at the reporter or he's mad at the fans who think that, you know, oh, you think it's so easy.
It was easy.
Okay, well, dude, guess what? Only one of us watching the game that day is getting $160 million guaranteed for a routine part of your job.
Here's what I'm trying to explain to you. That snap and where it was not routine. It wasn't. You're trying to simplify it to make your point. I'm telling you, that was not routine.
It's a misfire by him because he has been going at people. I'm telling you. This guy has gotten a little too froggy. He's been going at his critics, which is fine. You go at the Chris Simmses of the world. You want to go at the Ryan Clarks. You want to go at Flo. Cool. You're going to go at the fans, dude, for where you're at this season right now? That's the move? That you think is the move?
I don't think he was going at fans.
Who's he going at?
I would say this is what he was trying to say. He should have made the play, which he said, but it wasn't as easy as everybody's making it out to be.
He was a great shortstop.
Oh, my God. This is exhausting. Like, it really is. Like, I can't explain to you, like, how it's not that it's a difficult thing, okay? But the timing of it and when it happened caught him off guard. That's all it was. That's it. If you're used to catching a ball that comes a certain way, and then all of a sudden you get one twice the speed and you got to reach for it, it was a combination of two things that created the catastrophe. It wasn't as simple as, oh, Tua should have caught it. And that's all I'm trying to say.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. You say it very well. He did not.
Okay, but that's a whole different conversation.
But that's the whole thing I'm pissed at. It's not that he messed up the play. I was already pissed that he messed up the play.
But you, again, when you start your conversation by saying Tua should have caught it, Tua did this, Tua did that, then everything after that is going to have that in mind. Okay? I never said Tua wasn't at fault. It's a combination of both two things going wrong at the same time. So I get what he's trying to say and take responsibility, whatever, but every quarterback will tell you, you watch a lot of football, you see it happen a lot, where all of a sudden the center just short circuits and the rocket goes back there. And the ball either hits him too soon or hits him in the chest and everybody goes, oh, it was right there. No, not... Sure. All right. But I'm telling you why these things happen. That when you're used to catching a ball, they practice all the time. The ball comes right. Boom, 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 boom. And then all of a sudden you get a lightning bolt over your shoulder.
Yeah. Again, no one's disagreeing with what you're saying. Your point and your explanations are fine. But he has to then go, is he getting snippy and defensive about it? Or are you going to take ownership about it? Was it a botch? Or is it, shut up, you guys don't know what you're talking about? And it's like, I got to be honest with you, on that play, just wear it and move on. Don't lash out at people afterwards. It's a misfire by him, dude. And I think that he's gotten a little bit too in the comfort zone of, I can lash out at everybody now. That's what I do. And what I'm telling you is, whoa, dude.
Was that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
All right.
It was. You didn't think so? Froggy, what about you? Let's say you, Froggy.
I would say this, right? You're starting to sound like one of those people that think that.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You can ask anything or say anything, and that the answers should always reflect, you know, I have every right to, you know, players get annoyed too. Maybe Tua was annoyed by answering the damn question all the time.
He's annoyed by answering how happens. He blew the game.
It happens. Why is it that big of a deal? I don't understand. Why is it that big of a deal?
Here's the thing. This is where I would disagree with you. He's making it a bigger deal than it should be. It should be.
No. Answering questions about it though. So
he answered. He's not getting badgered. He asked, "Hey, when you watch the film, what happened on the snap there?" You don't think that's a fair question to ask again?
It's Thursday or Wednesday.
All right. He talks once a week.
All right. Like, everybody's moved on. I'm just saying, like, for here, it's okay to get annoyed by a question. It is. Having to relive the fact that you blew a game and over and over and over again. I can understand how sometimes guys get snippy. If you ask a difficult question, you don't want the player to get annoyed. And you may get annoyed that the player doesn't answer the question. That works both ways. There's times where players get annoyed by answering questions.
Yeah.
So what? You're a big boy. You're an adult.
I would say a lot of the Dolphin stars haven't been acting like big boys. I think they're all getting a little sensitive.
That's just fine.
I would say they're all getting a little sensitive with Twitter. They're all getting a little sensitive with the answers. And how are you supposed to have a faith that this team is going to like have the mindset to go beat a team that drops them into the ground every single time they play when this is the thing that gets their skin crawling?
Because
questions about your bad snap?
Because they're annoyed they're losing. That plays a big role in how you answer questions. It does, because losing sucks. But why can't the human element of this play a role in how they answer questions, but only how you ask them?
It's been a long time coming for Tua, though.
What's that?
This isn't just this response. This, if you look at this summer, and, I mean, they've been losing for a long time, so Leroy's right. When you're losing, it's not good. But if you look at the summer, this started with, hey, are you worried you don't have an offensive line? Doesn't matter. I get the ball off quick. Oh, okay, look at Tua. He's talking about this and that. He stood up to his bully. He's not answering concussion questions anymore. He's not wearing the guardian cap. It's his preference. Now, I'm a shortstop. I got good hands. These are just 4 to 5 instances this year alone where he's getting
great hands.
And you think that's
let me tell you something, dude.
Aren't you, let me ask you, if he's a short, those responses.
Hmm?
Aren't you kind of going a little like as far as athletes saying crazy things and being snipped, that's low.
For sure. But for Tua, right, but that's
so
different.
So why are you treating it more than what it is?
You're going to say, let me tell you something, dude. If he's a shortstop, he would have been yanked from Mike Mordecai a long time ago. Stone hands.
Mike Mordecai.
Dude can't even turn two.
Personally, that you're making a bigger deal about this than he was about.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
He's the one who's got to take little pot shots at the end.
Mm. Okay.
It's fine. Okay. I'm still a fan of the guy. It's not like
the bigger point here is they're 2-5. What, 6?
2-5.
2-5. And that's the part that sucks more than anything. So I would imagine, and I'm gonna just use my big brain here, that anybody that goes in and asks these guys questions are gonna be aware that they're 2-5. And are probably a little pissed off about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the answers might reflect that. Okay? We're all grown-ups. You understand that. Deal with it. Like, the biggest issue here
but here's
is
the,
not
it,
what...
Hold on.
The biggest issue here is not that the ball got snapped over his head. The biggest issue is not whether he took responsibility. The biggest issue right here in all of this is that they're 2-5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be testy with everybody. That's just the nature of sports. When you start losing in any sport, besides hockey, those guys handled that crap like unbelievable.
That's right.
But when you go talk to Jimmy,
mm-hmm,
after they lost 5 or 6 games, he's not... He's the same way. They're all snippy.
Yeah, losing, but I don't recall many.
Now, why don't you? Here, you want us to understand what Tua being snippy is. But the bigger issue is they're 2-5. Why don't you understand that when you're asked, if you know, go in there and ask a question?
Well, Leroy, I understand that if you're 2-5, you're in a bad mood. What does that have to do with the fans criticizing you for botching something that you agree that you should do?
Fully attack. He was just basically saying somebody playing armchair quarterback.
Yeah.
But he used his own phrase. That's it. Come on, man.
Come on, dude.
I why? When all of a sudden, here's what I love. I love when the people asking the questions or the people listening to the response all of a sudden get sensitive when you get hell bent on.
But he's sensitive. He's the one who's sensitive.
Because he's 2-5.
Okay, but he's a reason for that. You blew the play. Your answer can't be, are you going to do it? It's like if I was building a house and I flip on the electricity. Hey, electrician, this doesn't work. And the electrician says to me, you couldn't do it? What?
What? So that one play lost the game,
dude. Come on,
we
agree with that on Monday. Now all of a sudden you don't agree with that.
We lost by two, didn't we?
What sent that game into a tailspin?
Oh no, that sent the game.
What?
You kicked the ball off to him, and they still went right down the score.
Dude, come on. Now all of a sudden, okay, don't go back on your Monday take on it.
I'm not going back on my Monday.
You are.
Here's what I said on Monday. I said, that started it because then they went right down the field and scored.
Yeah.
So that's the play that ended. You had so many more opportunities.
But hold on, dude. You're up double digits, and then you just give them 2 possessions of scoring right in a row. What are you talking about?
You can still stop them.
But they didn't.
Right. So why are we talking about one play?
Okay. Yeah, there's never been one play in sports that stopped momentum. Come on.
Yes, there has.
Come on, dude.
Yes, there has. Tyreek Stevens, one play.
Yes.
That ended the game. No more football.
Why did they stop him earlier? Why did it get to that point?
Right.
Tyreek Stevenson could say that. But he being asked to do it. You want to know what he did?
That play literally ended the game.
Tyreek Stevenson, if he could have just apologized, hey, that's on me.
Oh, yeah, but no kidding.
It's not as easy to bat down balls if you're just sitting at home eating your chips.
There's a difference.
Is there?
There was no football after that play. Okay, you have a safety. You then kick it down, And then the defense lets them go right down the field and score again.
I understand.
So if they get a three and out, you still got an 8-point lead.
If you go down the drive and they don't fumble the snap and give up 2 points, Leroy, and they go score, the game could be over. You could go up 17 points.
Okay.
Totally the turning point, though.
It 100% was. I don't even understand what the argument is.
Totally the turning point.
Okay.
Not the most. I can't say, okay, this was the only play. Leroy's right. Defense gave up some plays. But that was totally the turning point, dude.
I didn't say it wasn't the turning point.
It was the same thing.
But what I'm saying is this. To put it on one play when you had so much football left, an opportunity to stop him.
Did you not crush Mario Cristobal all of last year for not taking a knee? They still could have stopped him on defense.
True.
I said that.
Who keeps getting the blame? Not the defense.
Here's the difference. If they take a knee, the game is over. Okay? If he catches that ball, it's not 2 points, but there's still football to be played.
Acting like that, but like it, I feel like you're minimalizing it just because it wasn't at the end of the game.
No, I'm minimalizing it because it was a terrible play, right? It was a terrible play. I tried to explain it, why it happens, but there was a lot of football after that. And we are going to one play and saying that's why they lost. And it's not. Because they got the ball and went right down the field and scored.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.